Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King, and you are listening to my podcast, Wisdoms of the Palmer's Buddha, on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here.
Do you live in Cologne, or will you be coming to Cologne soon? And would you like to find out where to have good English afternoon tea? Then this episode is for you, because we've tried and tested three venues and you can find out which one is the best one to go to in Cologne. Which one's the most tasty, the most authentic. So keep on listening and you will find out. Enjoy. For many, afternoon tea is the quintessence of Englishness. My English husband and I have enjoyed many a lovely afternoon tea in England, but we had never done so in our hometown Cologne until a colleague recommended having champagne tea time at Excelsior Ernst. Sounds fantastic, thought we, and made our way to one of the high-end five-star hotels on location. Here's how we liked it. Method. We spared neither cost nor effort and went out to test three venues for English afternoon tea in Cologne. For each experience, we awarded stars out of five in five categories, which are ambience, flavours, service, authenticity, and value for money. Results. Excelsior Ernst Hotel. I must admit that expectations were high after the Excelsior having been so ardently recommended to us, but I dare say that even with lower expectations, the experience would have been underwhelming. The staff seemed to be gone elsewhere, attending to other duties most of the time, and, when on site, did not seem to know or care what they were serving. Strawberry jam and marmalade were presented to us as raspberry jam and apricot jam. The interior of the mezzanine level where tea was served was not only conservative, some might be inclined to call it stuffy, but had actually seen better days, to say the least. Doors, panelling and chairs were chipped, upholstery threadbare. Of course, all of the above could have been generously overlooked if the culinary element had been convincing. Unfortunately, microscopic size dry scones, uninspiredly bland sandwiches, and a lovelessly arranged assortment of industrially made wrapped sweets did not quite live up to the €34 per person, or 44 including champagne. On the plus side, the champagne was good, and the selection of black tea varied. Points out of 5. Ambience 2. Flavours 1. Service 1. Authenticity 2. Value for money 0. Total 6 out of 25 points for Excelsior Ernst. The Savoy Hotel. The Savoy certainly has style. It is lavishly elegant and scintillatingly extravagant, and, in the cooler seasons, a warm and inviting fire awaits tea-time guests in the Kamin Lounge. The staff was friendly and came to check on a regular basis if we needed anything. The selection of tea-time snacks was varied. The sandwiches were tasty. However, my English husband complained that they were not cut right. True English sandwiches must be cut either into triangles or into soldiers, but not, as it had been done here, simply into rectangles. In my view, that's splitting hairs, but what do I know? I have no English blood in me, after all. The scones were on the dry side and, strangely, bun-shaped and glazed. The petits fours were really nice. All in all, it was an agreeable experience. Was it worth €35 per person, or 45 including champagne? We don't think so. Points out of 5. Ambience 4. Flavors 3, service 3, authenticity 3, value for money 2. Total 15 out of 25 points for the Savoy. Tasty pasty. Oh my, what a treat. This was by far the best afternoon tea of all and the most authentic tastes. The staff's friendliness more than made up for the odd wait. The cafe's interior has modern British charm with the obligatory snugness. The selection of food was the most tasty, as the venue's name suggests, and also the most filling. On top of the tea time staples, normal-sized scones, correctly cut and mouth-wateringly delicious sandwiches, and assorted pastries, all of which are divine, by the way, brownies, vegan chocolate cake, and shortbread, simply GBBO heaven. So on top of all of this, two persons get a Cornish pasty to share. The tea menu is refreshingly non-traditional. For those who are not into traditional black tea, I recommend the strawberry lemonade tea. If you can do without the five-star hotel ambience, this is by far the best afternoon tea you can get in Cologne, and at half the price of most other venues, which is $17.50 per person. We thoroughly enjoyed it. Points out of 5. Ambience 4. Flavours 5. Service 5. Authenticity 5. Value for money 5. A total of 24 out of 25 points for tasty pasty in Cologne. The Pommes Buddha says, the proof is in the pasty. That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.pommesbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care and hear you soon.